Most kids in Alabama go back to school next month, but at one Birmingham elementary school, 30% of the educators from last year will not be returning. Some teachers and parents say the environment was chaotic, and they worry about safety and communication. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler Stewart reports it's also causing some parents to withdraw their children.
Amber Pope sorts boxes and measures walls. It's summertime, and she's in the basement of Avondale Elementary, preparing a narrow space to store PTA props and supplies.
Yes, I want to figure out if
Pope is the incoming PTA president. The former president, Morgan Richardson, isn't there to help. She's leaving, moving her children from Avondale to a private school. From her home in Crestwood, she ticks off a list of concerns. There were regular reports of fights. One student brought a BB gun to school. The school eliminated recess for second graders to allow more instructional time, but didn't tell parents. And parents say during the hottest part of the year, the air conditioning in the aging school often did not work. Richardson says they took their concerns to the principal.
It did not seem to be appreciated, and we definitely did not see action on it.
So they went up the chain to Superintendent Lisa Herring.
We were allowed to express our concerns, but we were not communicated with in a way that really gave us any resolution.
Parents weren't the only ones frustrated. Three of last year's third grade teachers resigned. Only one remains. Current and former Avondale teachers we reached declined to comment publicly, but said privately that the environment was chaotic and they didn't feel supported by the administration. We reached out to Superintendent Herring, who referred all questions to Avondale Elementary School Principal Sonia Shingles. Shingles says she's heard the criticism and is managing the turnover.
Every school throughout the country and district deal with turnover rates at the very end of the year. Of course, Avondale has not had anything significant turnover that would impact the school in a negative way.
Shingles says some left for jobs in other industries or because their husbands relocated. To address the concerns about communication and safety, Shingles says she's developed a plan for stronger communication and is organizing volunteers as extra eyes and ears around the school. And she says,
as the principal, I think it's very important that I'm very visible throughout the day and that I work closely with Birmingham Police to just come by and, you know, visit the school, just make sure everything is okay.
Back in the basement, incoming PTA President Amber Pope is doing her part to make sure the start of the school year is smooth.
You know, the turnover has happened now. Going forward, how can we prioritize support for those new teachers and all teachers?
Pope herself is a former public school teacher. Avondale Elementary has the largest percentage of white students among Birmingham schools, according to state records. The influx started in 2012, when about two dozen white middle-class families moved in and decided to send their kids to Avondale instead of private schools. It made news locally and nationally on NPR. Today, breweries, restaurants, and renovated homes mean rising property values and more people interested in moving to Avondale and Crestwood. Call it revitalization or gentrification, but the community is changing, and it's attention that's not lost on parents like Pope. She says sending her kids to a predominantly black public school is not an experiment.
As a white person at a mostly minority school, figuring out, is what I'm doing helping or am I marginalizing? Am I really bringing people to the table? Should I even be the one setting the table?
August 8th is the first day of school at Avondale and all Birmingham City schools. Avondale Principal Sonia Shingles says she'll fill the time between then and now preparing the school and the staff for opening day. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, WBHM.